Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I was an acting major in college, and part of being an actor is facing the consistent prospect of being rejected. Why? Because you can only cast one person in any specific role. And as a director, you have only a certain number of parts to play in a play that you may be directing. And so as an actor, I may be auditioning for any number of parts, and I may be rejected from all those parts, which isn't necessarily a comment on my skill as an actor. It may be just that I don't fit the part the way the director's vision had seen it, right? And truth is that the more rejection that I received as an actor and the more rejection I've received in real estate, the number of times I went out to get a listing and then was rejected and then sought advice from the seller of the property, what is it that made the difference in choosing this other person? By asking a question in humility and by dealing with the rejection in a way to seek better understanding, I found my path. Now, it didn't make it easy in the moment, because I can tell you that when you invest hours of time into preparing for something, or if you're a government contractor and you invest, you know, $1 million in preparing to try to bid for a job and it gets denied, There's a kick in the stomach. I think we all deal with the same feeling of, ugh, they didn't like me. Or, I just that feeling of, I wonder if it was me. Was my breath bad? Did I smell? What was it? What was the issue? You know, look, Fred Smith went to Yale, got a C on his first paper the first day. You know, that just, I think last year he made over $30 million. He didn't stick with a C, which was just real average. He kept running it. He kept working it. And I look at my business the same way. This is my 29th year in real estate. And every year I feel as if I have learned something, and I want to incorporate what I've learned and improve the quality of my business to become a better businessman. Real estate is not flipping burgers. It's not the same recipe every time, because every house is different, every seller and every buyer is different. The more people that I can talk to, the more acceptances I receive, and it's a numbers game in that respect. I'm not going to be the right person for every seller or every buyer out there, because my personality doesn't work with everybody, and that's okay. In the same way that they, you know, the seller of that property has dealt with the same kinds of rejections in their life. We just need to know who we are and recognize that rejection is a part of a process to becoming better, rather than rejection is a criticism of who you are. And I really like a lesson, actually, is a paper that I read about the difference between shame and guilt. Look, we all are guilty of different sins. And the word sin in this is just an old English word. And what I mean by that is, in the game of archery, the sin in archery is when you miss the bullseye. Whether you miss the bullseye by a little bit or by a lot, you've sinned in the game of archery. So we've all missed the bullseye, right? And I think we all do it every day. And there are, you know, apologies that are necessary, and there's humility that's necessary for that. That's guilt, and that's appropriate. When you've done something wrong, you feel guilty that you make way with that person. I stepped on another realtor's toes. I talked to her client directly without her permission last year. And I assumed that she would be okay with it, and I didn't ask her first. And she was very upset with me. And honestly, I had a hard time with how upset she was over what I'd done, because I assumed a relationship that she didn't think we had. And I had to humble myself. And I mean, it was hard. It's always hard to say, I'm truly sorry. I apologize. I should have called you first. You know, she had a hard time hearing that. I went out and bought her a nice gift card for dinner at a restaurant, brought it over to her house, delivered it to her house even. And, I never heard from her. You know, I made my penance. I said my apologies, and I got my heart right, and I recognized that I truly was wrong, that listing, when it was signed between that agent and that seller, and I wasn't seeking to take the listing, I was just seeking to get into the house with a buyer that I thought would buy it, so it wasn't trying to take anything away from her. But still, I was wrong to communicate with that seller. Well, wouldn't you know that in life, we have to go through apologies. We all have to say, I'm sorry sometimes. And if we don't take responsibility and don't clear the air, then stuff hangs around, bitterness grows, and things become worse. Shame, on the other hand, says that you're the problem. Shame is something that says you are the problem, and that's wrong. We should not, any of us, live in shame. You've heard, you should be ashamed of yourself. Well, meaning you should just feel guilty because you did the wrong thing. None of us should walk around feeling the weight of depression because we're the problem, because you're not the problem. Maybe actions you've taken have been a problem and you need to go back and correct those. So getting back to real estate, what does this mean? Well, look, we all make mistakes in life. We all buy things we shouldn't buy. We all do things we shouldn't do. We say things we wish we hadn't said, and we just have to work through that. In life, I don't know about you, but I think it's so much easier to accumulate things, to buy more things, to have more than I need. And over time, there's a weight that comes with that. That I was talking with Ken. Ken owns about 75 guitars, and he was just admitting that he's going to sell one. I'm like, that's baby step, Ken. Good job. He's going to sell one guitar.
More than one.
Truly, you don't have 75. You have like 12?
24.
Okay. Ken Hunter, folks, 24 guitars, looking for a good deal. Look out, because Ken Hunter's going to drop them on eBay. All right.
Our next segment will feature Ken's guitars.
So bringing this all back around, rejection is common. Recognizing that rejection isn't because you've necessarily done anything wrong. It might just be that you're not the right person at that point in time for whatever it is that person needs, and it has nothing to do with you. I can tell you, because I've been through a lot of rejection in my many years in real estate, and I have to sell houses to make a living, so I'm always auditioning for the opportunity to meet with a seller and audition to become their realtor, whether it's a buyer or seller, and I don't always get it. And so that rejection ends up going one of two directions, either to where I sacrifice the commitment to discipline by doing something I shouldn't do to make myself feel better, whether it's eating donuts that I shouldn't be eating, or whether it's, just running away from the problem or getting angry or doing whatever it is. It's important that we recognize rejection is not the end all. It's a part of a process. Where we're guilty, we should correct that problem and make amends. Where we feel shame, we should reject it and say, I'm not the problem. It may be my actions that cause this, but I'm not the problem, right? All this is to say, in life, we have to make decisions about where we live, how we're going to continue to prepare ourselves. And as we get ready to sell our houses, and today, in just a few minutes, I'm going to go through a webinar about how to prepare your house to sell for top dollar. We're going to discuss the choices you can make to capture top dollar and even what things will help you make the most money. I promised you a little earlier I would give you a little bit of a reveal here. Well, when you're decluttering your house, which Ken is just starting to do now, and I'm working through that process all the time with five kids, decluttering is the number one way to get your house ready to sell, because you create the feeling that you have more than enough space in your house. If the goal was to fill the bookshelf with every book on every shelf, and then you've now filled it across horizontally, and now you've added a second bookshelf, and then there are books and boxes and so on. Books are like children. Take a picture of the book and you won't forget the book, and you can always read it online later, or you can access it at the public library. Declutter is number one. I've got my final thoughts coming up on this year's spring market and where we're going. Don't go away.